This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America. And being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life.
Hillary Clinton, her long-awaited, concession speech, she came across rather sincere, Scott. I mean, I heard many people commentate that if that was the tone and part of Hillary that people would have seen during the campaign, she probably would have been a lot more effective.
Maybe. Yeah. I guess this is.
I mean, a tough message to carry is still obviously for much of America, but I mean, just in terms of relatability,
Normally I'm in full agreement with you. You know that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But right. This is one of the cases where I think you do like the beginning of the movie 300, where you know if there's any imperfections, that you gotta let it go.
Yes.
This is one case where I hope he doesn't have anything to do with her. I hope she rides off into the sunset and that's it.
Well, I understand, what you're saying there, because that's the other thing. You know, you get the yin and the yang of the whole Clinton experience, and even O'Reilly last night. I mean, wow, very harsh. I mean, you felt like, she had lied to him, lied to the people, and, he had no grace. You know, it was like good riddance. I mean, even Charles Krauthammer kind of winced on it. And this is a bit unusual, because what we're seeing is a contrast of a Republican win versus a Democrat win. If you remember in the last two victories for the Democrats, I mean, there was balls being spiked in the end zone. There was all this pomp and circumstance. And it's kind of amazing how I hear from, the left, how sensitive they are, and they don't want Republicans spiking the ball, that it shouldn't be done and everything, and going, well, this is what human beings do. You know, you want them not to be human for a moment or whatever? I mean, but for the most part, conservatives and Republicans aren't into, spiking the ball. What I am sensing, what I'm hearing is that, they want to get this party going. I mean, we've been languishing for way too long. Let's get this thing going. And I think that, one of the things that I wanted to share with Dr. Spalding to get a chance to is that I think that there's some low-lying fruit here, kind of like what we talked about with Newt Gingrich. And we talked about the low-lying fruit that could really validate Trump's, presidency very quickly, to where it could make a big difference very quick in terms of some regulations. I mean, Obamacare is going to take a while, to get that all sorted out and working. It's going to be a project to repeal it and replace it, no doubt about that. But there's some things regulation-wise and business-wise that can happen that will open up, lots of jobs. I mean, you think about just in the energy sector, what could happen, Scott? I mean, I think it's pretty exciting, and there's some good times ahead here. But, people, we need to get through this deal, look at Express, your discontent, but put on your hard helmets and get ready to get back to work, because America is going to get back to work. What do you say?
I'm in agreement.
Well, let's do it. Why not? 5 minutes after the top of the hour, America, we've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
The American people have spoken, and the American people have elected their new champion. America has elected a new president. We will have the privilege to serve as your Vice President of the United States of America. So let me say, it is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you the President-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Thank you very much, everybody. Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Thank you very much. Ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement made up of millions of hardworking men and women who love their country and want a better, brighter future for themselves and for their family. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will.
Welcome back, America. And maybe there's a lot more to that than just welcome back, America. It is as if America woke up to live another day and to fight for this great republic and, you know, go a long way in starting to get it back on track. Ed Martin is with us right now. Good to have him back with us. Ed was elected president of Eagle Forum by the board of directors in January of 2015, Phyllis Schlafly, the late Phyllis Schlafly, whom the board elevated to chairman of the board and CEO, said Ed Martin is uniquely qualified and prepared to carry on the essential educational and political leadership of Eagle Forum. Ed is a lawyer who holds an advanced degree in medical ethics and philosophy, was awarded postgraduate fellowships in Italy and in Indonesia. And he served as chairman of the Missouri Republican Party and as member of the Republican National Committee. Ed Martin, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. I can't complain and say I'm a little tired, although I'm a little tired and jet lagged. I was in New York City. I heard those words in person that you played before.
Yes.
And they were at, maybe they were more stirring now to realize what's gone on, but they were, it was a long night, and when Mr. Trump came into the room, it was a culmination of I think, you know, I worked for Phyllis Schlafly for these 3+ years, and
right.
She had made an argument about America's goodness and greatness that I think in some ways culminated with his election. It's an extraordinary time.
And, you know, a lot of people, interestingly enough, we knew this was going to happen, Ed. I was there. I was there at the beginning, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You go, oh, yeah, well, maybe yours was a whisper or something. But Phyllis Schlafly was no whisper about Donald Trump, was she?
No. In fact, I'm in the process of putting together and maybe putting out. I'll send it to you, too, and your listeners.
Yes.
Phyllis started to write about Trump. When he came down the escalator in June of 2015, Phyllis did what she did for 70-plus years. She started writing, and she wrote over the next year and a few months before she died, she wrote a book about Trump, but she also wrote almost 70 times in columns and radio commentaries, taking up the issues as well as the personality and the leadership qualities of Trump. She saw something special. She talked to me a lot about it before she publicly endorsed him.
Mm.
And she also made a deal with him, you know, sat down with him before she endorsed him and got him to commit to appoint judges like Justice Scalia.
Yes.
And to honor the platform. And she was there before. I do think, you know, I'm not bragging when I say it. I'm blessed to be a part of it. I think Donald Trump does not get to be president without Phyllis Schlafly's insight and, you know, and kind of writings and work.
Mm.
So it's very, you know, it's exciting.
Well, Phyllis asked the questions that a lot of people, including myself, had regarding Donald Trump. And that is, was he genuine? Was he going to see this through? General Flynn, same thing. He wanted to look into his eyes and see, okay, is he really in? Is this just a game show thing for him, or is he genuine about this? And I have a lot of respect for General Flynn. And when he came back and assured us that, in fact, that he, you know, he could, as much as you can, in looking somebody in the eyes and having a sense of their heart, he
right.
came away fully convinced that Trump was serious.
Yeah.
You know, and he was serious long before. I mean, for him to, you know, trademark, you know, make America great again. I mean, this wasn't done, you know, 5 days ahead of notice. I mean, he had done this 4 years in advance. Right after Romney lost, he went and trademarked that name.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's an interesting thing, the story you tell about General Flynn. You know, one time someone said to me, you know, can I trust Donald Trump? And I asked Phyllis later. I'd answered it and hemmed and hawed, and she had a big smile, and she said, just tell him that Phyllis Schlafly trusts him. And
wow.
What she meant was she'd been around politics for 70 years. She's 92 years old. She'd been around politics. She learned to understand these people and the way they're motivating and how they're working, and she did trust him. And I also think you're right. He has lived an extraordinary life. And look, you and I can line up first and say not our lives aren't perfect, neither is his.
Right,
but his
right.
extraordinariness has been, in large part, leadership and communication. And so when you talk about a president, you know, the presidency is not like when Abraham Lincoln was in the White House receiving 200 visitors every afternoon during visiting hours, right? This is a guy that is a management, has to be a very seasoned manager. It's one of the reasons I think President Obama has been very uneven as president. I mean, he doesn't know how to manage, and Donald Trump is a manager, an executive
right.
who has managed tens of thousands of decisions over and over, where what you have to do is understand the situation, communicate clearly, ask questions. And so I do think he has been thinking about this challenge for a long time. I will tell you, strange thing, I sat there as it happened, and I thought, his life has changed. In
yes.
some ways, his life is forever. It's kind of, I don't mean this in a way, it's over. You can never be Donald Trump, a normal person again when you're
right.
president, it's just like Obama. And there's a sense, I bet, of overwhelming about his family and himself. You know, it's an incredible thing, and it's why, you know, we turn to prayer and
right.
and hopefully community building and making things better. It's an amazing time.
Ed, interesting that you saw that, because I thought the same thing. I thought, wow, this is not, you know, this isn't Donald Trump, you know, the billionaire anymore. You know, this is the man who heard the voice of forgotten men and women across this country, and he championed the cause. And, you know, people will tell, they're going to tell in short order that he is genuine, that he says what he means what he says. And I think there are exciting times ahead for all of us. And I think it's going to be a great time for America to dream big again. What do you think?
I agree. Look, I think that's exactly. On Tuesday, I did a round of interviews in New York, CNN and Sky News and Fox News, and I kept saying, there's two things I want to tell you. One, he's going to win, and two, I actually think he's a special kind of leader who can give everybody, not just the people who voted for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Well, Ed, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Ed Martin, president of Eagle Forum on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ed.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez
Live.
It's all about you and for you. Why not? After all, this is a country of, for, and by we the people. By its mere definition, it commands us to stay involved. This is why this country got off the rails, and what it's going to take in order to get back on track again. And the movement, which has started years ago, is starting to culminate and come together. And so we've got to see this through all through the finish. Well, as we know, tomorrow is a celebration of Veterans Day across America. Meanwhile, today, yours truly, a Semper Fi Marine, has to honor our other birthday. And I have a message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Says each year on and around 10 November, Marines gather in groups large and small to celebrate our history, honor the memory of those who have gone before us, and rekindle the bond that unites all generations of Marines. This year we mark the 241st anniversary of our Corps, 241 years of uncommon valor, innovation, and combat excellence. Marines, we are part of something bigger than any of us could imagine. Whether you fought in the battles of World War I, in the Pacific, during World War II, in Korea or Vietnam, in Desert Shield or Desert Storm, or in the streets of Iraq and Afghanistan, or you are just starting out on your Marine Corps journey, we are all part of an elite family of warriors. For the rest of your life, the first term people use to describe you will be Marine. When the Continental Congress stood up two battalions of Marines in 1775, a culture of discipline, vigilance, professionalism, and military excellence was born that has characterized our Corps for nearly 2.5 centuries. As Marines, we have a profound respect for our traditions and heritage and for taking care of each other. We know we're strongest when we're together as a team. Wherever you are celebrating our Corps' birthday this year, look around at the Marines beside you and remember the bonds forged in training and garrison and in combat. Take this time to reconnect. We are Marines for life. It's our responsibility, our duty, to maintain and build upon the legacy of those who have gone before us. What we do today, guided by what we've learned from past generations, will determine the future of our Corps. So as we celebrate this 241st anniversary of our Corps, we also look ahead and prepare for our next success. Take pride in carrying our legacy forward. Happy birthday, Marine, Semper Fidelis, Robert B. Neller, General, U.S. Marine Corps, Commandant of the Marine Corps, and Semper Fi to all my fellow Marines. Happy birthday, our 241st. I am honored and privileged to share that day with my fellow Marines. And tomorrow, as we honor the vets, we are all further honored to pause, even for a moment, if you can. Pause for a moment, and if you see a vet, thank them for their service. There's going to be, and we'll talk more about this probably tomorrow, in terms of what local retailers are doing, offering free lunches, dinners, discounts, deep discounts. I mean, I think thousands of restaurants across the country and retailers acknowledging veterans. And, so tomorrow, a special day, a Veterans Day across the United States of America. And speaking of Veterans Day, our next guest wants to remind everyone to thank vets for their service and honor veterans and honor the VA as the VA continues to find solutions to PTSD and TBI, traumatic brain injury for veterans. Dr. Stuart Hoffman is going to be coming on with us. Do we have Dr. Hoffman with us now, Scott? There you are. Okay. I wasn't sure if you, I knew that you were getting delayed there, Dr. Hoffman, a little bit on your previous interview, but, just to explain, Dr. Hoffman is oversight. He's been on with us before, and you may recall he has oversight for two VA TBI research centers. He is the co-chair of the government steering committee for the VA and Department of Defense, chronic effects of Neurotrauma Consortium, as well as the VA TBI subject matter expert for the National Research Action Plan for improving access to mental health services for veteran service members and military families. Dr. Hoffman, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you for having me, and thank you for honoring our service members and veterans. It is very important, and as a son and nephew and grandnephew of veterans, I hold this day very close.
Yeah, it's, with tomorrow, tomorrow is the, Veterans Day across America. And as I stated earlier, Dr. Hoffman, you know, you're grateful and you know, I think we as a nation need to express that gratefulness to all vets. You know, it is a declining number of veterans that participate in the protection of the freedoms that we enjoy. You know, and so I will say as a vet, I appreciate it when people come to me. I was walking through the airport, you know, coming here west on my most recent visit, and a man came up to me and it was rather, you know, a bit aggressive. And I thought for a moment, I go, how was I not this situationally aware? Normally I walk around and I'm pretty aware just by instinct of what's going on around me. But this man just near accosted me and he grabbed me by the shoulders and he says, Marine, you know, I forgot I had my Marine Corps hat on. And he goes, Marine, he goes, I just want to thank you for your service. And he was so genuine. And as a vet, I got to tell you, I was so blessed by his outreach.
Yes. And thank you for your service. It is, you know, this is a sort of a life mission for myself. I've been in brain injury research for 30 years and last almost seven, I've been at the VA. Trying to, improve the TBI research mission.
Yeah.
The VA is not only dedicated to what you mentioned before, TBI and PTSD, but we have a very good, excellent research programs in areas that directly affect veterans across their lifespan.
Well, you know, and this is the thing that's, I guess, underreported and somewhat underappreciated because people just don't know about it. And that is how much of a commitment the VA has put toward research and the incredible work that is being done. I mean, let's face it, you know, the kind of brain injuries that, you know, the soldiers of the 21st century have been experiencing years ago, not that long ago, was an absolute death. There was no way they were going to survive. But they're not only surviving, but because of the research that the VA has been able to do, well, you're putting Humpty Dumpty back together again here. And I don't mean any disrespect by that. I mean, you know, I'm just kind of, kind of a silly metaphor, but I mean, it's just, wow, it is amazing what kind of work is being accomplished here as a result of the research the VA is committed to.
Yes, the VA polytrauma centers and the additional sites across the country have done dramatic improvement in the care of veterans with moderate severe brain injury and those with what's called disorders of consciousness. Mm-hmm. They've improved the lives of these people so much in the last 10 years. Kudos to them.
Yes, exactly.
In addition, those with the most severe, they're a critical population, but they're relatively small. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing a lot of is people who have mild brain injury, and they've had multiple exposures,
mm-hmm.
whether it's from blast or blunt force injury, or like such as motor vehicle crashes. And each time you get a brain injury, a concussion, you increase your risk for persistent symptoms.
Yes.
And the VA is actively working on helping veterans to improve those symptoms so that they can fully engage in life and have a high quality of life.
Well, Dr. Hoffman, we've got about 20 seconds left here. Where can vets go and find out more information? You know, congratulations, by the way, to the VA for all the great work you're doing there in research. But let's direct the vets where they can go if they'd like more information.
Thank you, and I appreciate that call. And the vets can go to their local VA medical center or local VA facility.
Yes.
And there is loads of information there on both on care, for caregiver information,
right,
and also on how to.
Okay, we're out of time. Well, Dr. Hoffman, I'm Bill Martinez. Go to research.va.gov.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it. It's all about you, America, as we come to you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, right here on this independent radio network of ours that we're happy to be a part of. 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific. Greg Kozera is with us right now. Greg is an engineer, just choking on some Marine Corps birthday cake. I'm sorry. Greg Kozera is an engineer and environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in the natural gas and oil industry, currently a professional speaker on leadership and energy. He has extensive experience in leadership roles for youth groups and corporate settings. Greg, good to have you back with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, good to be with you, Bill. I'm great.
Hey, wonderful. Well, you know, this presidential campaign we got through, of course, some conversation about energy and still some of the stuff. I mean, for me, Greg, you know, you and I have talked before and I've talked with many other experts when it comes to fracking. There's still some misunderstanding and myths and misinformation being put out there. And, of course, you know, during this campaign, again, you know, things and expressions were put out there that, you know, are giving people wrong information. And, of course, you know, they're acting on this and The government continues to want to, I believe, invest money in the wrong direction when, especially when we see that fracking has just done an incredible amount of advancement in terms of energy advancement for this country. And for the first time in our lifetimes, we're on the brink of really being truly energy independent, if that's what we want to do.
Oh, we absolutely are, Bill. And we're the leading natural gas producer in the world. Can you imagine that? Mm. And depending on which month you pick, we're the leading oil producer in the world. That was unheard of seven to 10 years ago.
Yeah, and we're doing it with oil with our hands tied behind our back, and might even have a leg tied into that as well, because the government hasn't been a big help. I mean, it's really restricted us all in the name of climate science and some of the false narrative out there. And I still insist, I get into conversations with people, and they want to give me bumper sticker arguments. And when I refer to that, I talk about the depth of a bumper sticker. It is more laced on emotion than it is on facts. And, you know, this is why, you know, I enjoy having you on with us, Greg, because you've got the facts and you can break it down for people to understand, you know, even what fracking is and what fracking isn't.
Sure. And most people don't really understand it. All fracking is pumping water and sand, or sometimes just the nitrogen gas, into reservoir rocks, the rocks that have the oil and gas that are deep underground. And all we do is create a small crack, and that crack allows that oil and gas to come out of the rock, and it goes into the wellborne comes to the surface. But, you know, the rest of the story is we use that product, that oil and that natural gas, to fuel our cars, heat our homes. But, you know, Bill, what everybody forgets about, and I've gotten a lot of these questions lately that just scares the dickens out of me, they don't understand that the phones that we're talking on, our TVs, our cell phones, if you go to the doctor's office, the latex gloves and all that equipment, all that's petrochemicals. Mm-hmm. And that comes from oil and gas wells that have all been fracked. We frack 100%, almost 100% of the wells in this country, and have for, my God, we've been doing this for 60-some years. So, you know, I've had people actually ask me, Bill, that, well, with all the advances in wind and solar, Greg, will we even need natural gas and oil in 5 years? And I said, well, yeah, unless you want to go back to the days of Civil War technology. That's what's at stake. And, right. You know, Hillary wanted to put 500 million solar panels out there. And people don't understand when the sun doesn't shine, those things don't work. But here's the really amazing thing that nobody's talking about.
Yeah, we don't need an EMP. All we need is a bunch of inoperable solar panels out there, right?
Oh, my God. But think about that. You can't even build solar panels, windmills, or electric cars without fracking, because you need those petrochemicals. And the other part of that we were worried years ago about our oil coming from OPEC, when we were getting, I think it was 60 or 70% of the oil was coming in from outside the country. Well, China has over 90% of the rare earth metals that are required to build windmills and solar panels. And you need almost 1,000 pounds of rare earth to make those magnets in the windmills. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a nasty process to refine that. We can't even do it in this country because there was a mine out in Utah or California. It couldn't even meet the environmental standards. They create radioactive lakes in China. And what do you think radioactive lakes do? They kill Chinese. I had this priest, I'm talking to him. We're talking about, you know, that, well, we need to get away from fossil fuels. I said, Father, look, I got a problem. You see that solar panel on the church roof, and you think of clean, green energy. When I see that, I see dead Chinese. Now, I said, is that moral? And boy, the poor guy lost it. He didn't know what to do.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, well,
I mean, it's really important that we have to. And here's what even Trump didn't say much during the campaign. And he gets it. I mean, he really does. He understands energy and energy independence and why we need oil and gas. That's what fuels our military, not wind and solar. But here's the big deal is we can use now you start getting rid of some of these regs that we've had for the last 8 years that really actually hurt the environment more than help. But we get rid of those regs. And now what happens? We've got the cheapest energy in the world. It's the most dependable. That's how you bring jobs to this country. Factories from India, China that are located, even the Middle East, can locate here where they've got the fuel, they've got the workforce, and they've got the markets where they can sell their products. This is how we create jobs.
Exactly.
How we put all these people back to work. And think about this. Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. There's a group I've been working with called Shell Crescent USA. They're business people. They're not oil and gas people. And they saw that, geez, we've got this Ohio River that as the process water for that factories need. We've got abundant, cheap energy. We've got a workforce, and this we're right near. We got transportation from the river and rail, and we are within hours of 50% of the markets in the world. So think about
Greg, I think people should be really encouraged for what you're saying, and I think you know, a lot of us, Trump got it. I think more and more of America is getting it, and that is that America is about ready to have one incredible, humongous production, job creating explosion, where people are going to be dreaming big dreams again. And it's going to be an exciting time. I mean, we have been pent up, you know, because you cannot have this capacity, that has kind of been held in abeyance here. And it is ready to explode. And, I think, there are very exciting times. I'm very optimistic. The one thing I want to get back, and probably the number one question I get hit with, Greg, I'm sure you do too, and that is fracking causing earthquakes? You know, it's like we're taking something out of the ground. Yeah, we're putting something in there, but it's not the same thing that we've taken out, and we're disturbing, you know, the tectonic plates or, you know, whatever, you know, theory they may have. What is the truth of the matter?
Sure, that's great. That's a great question. First, the one thing that I didn't realize this at first, but a lot of folks don't understand that when I mentioned the rocks, the oil and gas is actually in the rock itself. There's a lot of people that actually think it's a cave. So, you know, and so the logical thing is, when you pull all this oil and gas out of the ground, of course there's going to be an earthquake because it's all going to collapse. But if you look at a road cut somewhere, or you pick up a rock, it's hard to imagine the oil and gas is actually in the pores of that rock. There's really pores. So when it comes out, it's kind of like these people that have marbles in a vase. You can put water in there, but when you pour the water out, the marbles are still there, and so is the rock. So, you know, that's not – taking oil and gas out of the ground can't cause an earthquake. Just absolutely physically can't. But more importantly, as fate would have it, a good friend of mine, Bill near Morgantown, West Virginia, we had a party, you know, like an end-of-summer party. Just by chance, my wife and I sit next to this gentleman, and he works for West Virginia University. He's a water resource expert. And we're talking. I said, well, what are you doing? He says, well, Greg, he says, I'm working with a lot of other universities, and we're studying earthquakes in Oklahoma. Whoa! Tell me what's going on, Paul.
Right.
What's causing it?
We got about 20 seconds left here, Greg.
He said, here's the thing. He said, it's not fracking. He said, fracking is done shallow. These earthquakes are coming deep. They're coming from the basement, as they call it. So
yes.
Fracking's way up high. The earthquakes are centered low. Not fracking. Might be water disposal. They're looking.
Exactly. Well, Greg, we're out of time. We've got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back. Greg Kozera, engineer, environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in natural gas and oil. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. As Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential race, there's another election that's also important to people with Medicare, the Medicare Annual Election Period, AEP, to enroll in Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. This year's AEP lasts from October 15th through December 7th. The first step to selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, looking at your healthcare budget, and anticipating any healthcare needs for 2017. This will help determine which Medicare plan is right for you. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment, for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana.
When identifying the best Medicare plan for you, remember the following tips. Comparison shop and research prescription drugs, and use Medicare.gov to analyze Medicare plans that cover the medications you need. Compare and consider plans that offer coverage you may need, like vision and dental benefits.
For more, visit humana.com/Medicare.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, Hallelujah.
Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, America. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Get involved in the conversation. Love to hear from you. Your opinion does count. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Jennifer Breeden is back with us, legal analyst and human rights attorney. She is official now, fully certified. People have been saying she's been certifiable for a while, but that's just between us and, you know, did I say that out loud? I was only thinking of Jennifer. Forgive me.
You're so sweet. I don't know what to do, but, you know, we'll trust you.
Well, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new designation as a human rights attorney. And, you know, wanted to have you on to talk about this Trump effect and with all the, near and present dangerous players, whether domestic or foreign. Donald Trump's going to have his hands full.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think there are four main things that we're looking at in terms of foreign policy objectives from day one, you know. First is the Iran deal. He's talked about that. If we scrap the deal completely, does that just mean they're going to rush toward a nuke now? And so that's one of the things he's going to have to look at.
Well, you know, the threat is, and that has always been, it's kind of like the boogeyman, that they're going to, you know, do this supposedly, and you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, it's kind of hard to believe this administration when they've lied to us too much. It's like, well, you can trust us on this one that Iran will go nuclear. We stop them. Well, that's what you say. But, you know, how do we know that for sure?
Exactly. And so, you know, the four things is the Iran situation and the deal, you know, is number one and the nuclear program that they have. Number two is our allies feeling safe. Three is dismantling the Muslim Brotherhood. And four is, of course, the Christian genocide. And so, you know, we do need to make sure our allies feel safe. There have been a lot of things said on the trail that I think our allies have been looking at. And so some of those things maybe have been bad or kind of fearful, make them kind of fearful. And we need to make sure that we make them feel safe. You know, he spoken of them defending themselves. But what does that mean for Israel? You know,
they
rely on our alliance there.
But I can tell you, Benjamin Netanyahu seemed rather pleased in the video he put out right away after Donald Trump was elected. It was a big relief for him because I don't think, I believe that he saw Hillary Clinton as a continuation of Barack Obama's policies toward Israel.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, you know, the first leader to call and congratulate Donald Trump was President al-Sisi of Egypt. I mean, this is somebody who could definitely be an incredible ally in the Arab world. And he was very happy with Donald Trump's choice because, you know, he's tried to fight the Muslim Brotherhood. And Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were going in there and saying, look, guys, just get over the Muslim Brotherhood, allow them to run. You know, they're the lesser of two evils. And Sisi is saying no.
Yes,
you know, this
exactly.
Is somebody who could be a good ally. And so that's really a step towards dismantling the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, Sisi's a military guy. He understands threats and how to mitigate them. He's not going to sit there and just, you know, allow the enemy to encroach and come in. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. And he's felt very unsafe with the last administration, with Obama and with Hillary, you know, thinking that he's on his own fighting the Muslim Brotherhood. And here they have, you know, hundreds of U.S. friends that were giving money to the political Islamist organizations that have really infiltrated the United States.
I see Donald Trump with some similarity as Ronald Reagan. When Ronald Reagan came in, it was kind of a shift back with our allies and our enemies. As Marco Rubio, I thought, so brilliantly stated it during the primaries, that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. And I sense a shift coming back, somewhat like the Reagan shift, if we remember. You know, Iran was holding hostages. They weren't about to give Jimmy Carter credit. But as President Reagan is going to, going down Pennsylvania Avenue for his, to take the oath of office, Iran releases our hostages, as you'll remember. And, here we are. Again, I think we're going to be a player and be back in our rightful position. I say rightful in terms of, we have been, the country that has led the way for, you know, for justice for all nations. We may not get it right. We may not understand it, but we're willing to come forth and help the international community out. And I think it's a breath of relief for the international community in appreciating that America may be back in. And it's not that Donald Trump's coming in like a cowboy and with guns a-blazing. I mean, he is very measured when it comes to engaging this country, or at least in this conversation, and wanting to engage our country in unnecessary conflict.
Absolutely. He has the same opportunity that Reagan had with defeating communism, to defeat political Islamism and extremism. And I think the rest of the world remembers the opportunities that Reagan stepped up to the plate to take in fighting communism. And so this is definitely a step in a very good direction. He has an opportunity for that.
What about ISIS?
Well, and ISIS, I mean, this is something that people are going to be looking at. And I think, you know, we've talked about the Christian genocide a lot on the show. And that's something that, you know, we really need to see more. And I think Donald Trump is more of the person to do that, because we have this legal duty to protect victims of genocide. ISIS has been carrying out a genocide against Christians and Yazidis.
Yes.
And so far, we've done absolutely nothing to target and to help them. You know, there's been a lot of talk about immigration, but no talk about, okay, then who are we bringing over? Are we helping those that are in the most dire need? The Canadian Parliament has even talked about sending their own military over to Yazidi areas to protect the actual victims of genocide, which is going to make Canada the only country right now that's stepping up to their legal duty. And so, you know, we want to see that from Donald Trump, and that's something that we can talk about. You know, you dismantle ISIS by on many fronts, you know, being stronger with that and allowing that to go through. And then not only that, but, you know, taking them before The Hague, taking them before U.S. courts, and really, really just showing the rest of the world what we're made of.
Well, the Canadians want to build a wall, and they want to vet all these celebrities that want to leave the U.S. and come there. You know, they just...
Yeah, they have a much bigger wall project to build than us. So.
Yeah, they don't trust these Hollywood celebrities and elite coming in with their stinking thinking. And,
let their website crash for immigration that night. So.
Yeah, I know. Go figure, huh? But you got to love them. We love the Canadians, let me tell you. They're a breath of fresh air. But, you know, and I think this is what this is all about. This is, I mean, you talk about a true reset. We're getting some fresh eyes, a fresh perspective on all these issues. And I think what Donald Trump said to Black America, he could, you know, that tone and that statement could carry off for everybody. It's like, what have you got to lose? I mean, we're losing at every time, you know, at every turn. The return on investment that Americans have had for all the good money that they've poured into the government, you know, what have they gotten in return? I mean, a languishing economy, dire unemployment. I mean, at every turn, and in every demographic, and forget about, you know, race, color, and creed. I mean, we're all getting devastated by business as usual out of the Beltway. So, hey, look, I think this is a fresh opportunity for this country.
It really is. You know, ISIS has been winning the ideological war. So has all of the, political Islamists and extremist factions. They've been waging this ideological war and winning very much because the Obama administration has fed right into it. And Donald Trump is not going to do that. And so, you know, it really is a chance for the rest of the world, who's not afraid to call out the enemy for who they are, to see that the American government is now stepping up to the plate. Hey, we have your back in this.
Right.
And that's the most important thing.
And I want to remind everybody, Jennifer, it wasn't that long ago, about 8 years ago, when a young, then Senator Obama had told the world, hey, look, I'm willing to meet with anybody without precondition. And they're all over Donald Trump for any mere suggestion that he might want to have a drink with Vladimir Putin.
Exactly. And so that's what it is. You know, it just depends on who you are. If you're Obama, you can say whatever you want. That's going to be okay. If you're Donald Trump, you're going to get attacked for it. And, you know, and I think that's fine. I think Trump is a lot more calculated. And obviously we've seen that now. You know, he knew where he was running. He had to reach out to the American people, but now he has to reach out to the world and work with Congress. And I think he's going to do that. And so, you know, his appointments matter as well. We're going to have to look at, on day one, who his appointments are to state and to DHS. We have our ideas as to his top choices will be. But let's see who he fills his closest circle with.
Well, you know, we've got people domestically freaking out. I was mentioning to someone else, I was just at a dinner last night, and, the people, they're gay. And they're all paranoid. I mean, they're like, you know, and I said, well, what do you think? Like, all of a sudden you're going to be thrown off the top of buildings? I mean, this is America. I mean, you know, they're with all the fear mongering and all that the media has put out there in terms of this narrative, I think we're just going to have to get through this process of people seeing that, we're not going to go back into the dark ages, so to speak, and, violating human rights here in the name of Donald Trump.
No, and I think Trump's been very calculated on that. You know, people have to remember that and issues like homosexual marriage and other things, you know, Trump was liberal in that area for many years, and that hasn't really been a big part of his platform in the United States, is kind of, you know, coming out and talking about unraveling some of these domestic laws. And so he's focused on helping America, protecting us from foreign threats, and really just shaping us in the global hegemonic system that we used to have before this.
Well, exciting times lie ahead for us, Jennifer. I'm excited about the future of America. I feel like in a way we're, you know, if I can use a spiritual term, you know, I just have this feeling like America is getting a second chance and maybe being born again. In appreciating the core values of what our Constitution delivers to us, realizing that this is a country of, for, and by we the people, and that means we got to be engaged, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Jennifer Breeden, thank you so much for being with us. Jennifer Breeden is with the Clarion Project. She's a legal analyst, human rights attorney. She concentrates on religious extremist ideology and domestic and international law. Jennifer, always good to have you with us. Look forward to having you back, okay?
Great to be on, Bill. Thank you.
All right, you got it. Well, to all my Marines, happy birthday. Semper Fi. This is Bill Martinez live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable